The following program contains explicit content. Listener discretion advised.
Q102.
Wabbit season! Duck season! Wabbit season! Duck season! Wabbit season! Duck season!
Waka 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 waka! Hey, you're a great crowd! Thank you, and thank you! Hey, waka waka! Waka waka waka.
Today I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
You're on the line with Frickin' Comedy, brought to you by the Blue Room Comedy Club. Visit blueroomcomedyclub.com for schedules and contact information. And now, Frickin' Comedy.
Derek and Claire are my new best friends. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We are well. Thank you.
Excellent. Now, I put you over in the corner where I can barely see you.
Oh, I'm little.
We can always switch seats if we need to. Yeah.
Oh, no. That's okay. I'm just marking because this thing's right in the way.
So. It's large. Yeah.
It's large arm. It's large mic arm.
Yes. Absolutely. We can get him a booster seat, too, if we need to.
Oh, already starting with a short joke. So that's unfortunate. I never get to hear those because I'm so tall.
Sam, how tall are you?
6'8".
Okay. Well, now you're just bragging. I'm 5'11". Yes. I thought I was really going to come up on top, but
no,
alas.
It was me.
Hey, if anybody cares, I'm 5'4".
Okay, good to know.
I'm 5'4", 5'5", in heels. So,
a friend of mine, I introduced him at a comedy show a little while back, and he is 5'9", and I introduced him as 5'7", because I just eyeballed it and took a guess.
Of course.
No. And he was like, that was the first thing out of his mouth. I'm 5'9". Fuck you.
Well, men love talking about how tall they are. Obviously, if you see from Tinder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, the bios.
I don't know.
Being that picky about your age is sort of like when people go, how old are you? I'm 39 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You're a full-grown adult.
Yeah.
A couple inches isn't going to fix the situation, all right?
Right.
You still need help getting things off the top of the fridge.
Yes.
So,
so let's see. Let's go ahead and start getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me too. Where are you? Your home bases? Because right now, are you on the road or are you just doing one-off shows right now?
I'm on the road most of the year, but I live in Seattle. I mean, live there, but I'm not on the road. You know, I fly in, I do a thing, then
sure.
I get out, or
Aaron
I drive, and yeah, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. How about you? Are you?
We're both based in Seattle.
Okay.
That's how we met one another.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm on the road most of this month.
Okay.
Hoping
cool.
to be on the road for the rest of my life.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. That's
of course.
So let's see here. I actually know a few Seattle comedians.
Oh, nice. Like who?
I doubt you know them. Like Jeff. What's Jeff's last name?
Jeff Dye?
No.
Jeff.
Starts with a B.
Bye.
Jeff Brousseau.
Brousseau! Thank you. Yes. We both lived in L.A. for a period of time.
Jeff Brousseau, the world's most depressed comedian.
Yes.
I love him. I love him to death.
Absolutely. Don't let him sleep on your couch.
No. Gave me the best, but also most accurate blurb I've ever had, which is, Derek's funny if you can stick around for 20 minutes worth of setups to get to that punchline.
But that's why you're so funny. That's why I really love being on the road with Derek and having to hear his set over and over again, because I love a comedian who has no punchlines, honestly. It's just like full storytelling. I just love how like verbose you are in your adjectives. That's part of the fun.
And I'm editing. That's the funny thing. I've edited out all the fat, and all I'm left with is still a lot of fat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will say that before we move on, happy birthday, Jeff Brousseau.
It's his birthday?
Yes.
Oh, happy birthday.
Every,
and that is totally
every year.
Something that's true and not something that I do once every year to tell people it's his birthday on days that aren't his birthday.
Well, it's also nice to remind Jeff that he's going to keep getting older. So
yes.
You keep reminding
unless
him.
Unless he does something about it. All right. A little depressing comedy show.
Yeah, I mean, he'll laugh at that.
Okay, yeah.
He'll take the gun out of his mouth for a second and laugh about it.
He and I hung out quite a lot. We had a mutual friend, Ed Galvez.
Yeah, I know Ed. Ed still lives in L.A. He's great.
Yes, he does.
A wonderful guy.
Ed's the best.
He used to run
and
a show out of...
he just started listening to this podcast.
So oh, okay.
Enjoy that shout out. Yeah, sorry, you were saying...
Oh, no, but I used to run the show out of MI Westside Comedy Theater
that
I used to love doing.
Second longest running comedy show in Los Angeles, next to Ron Lynch's.
Yes.
Tomorrow Show. Yep.
The Tomorrow Show. Steve Allen Theater in downtown, beautiful downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right, he had to move, yes. He moved after I moved back here, so I forgot that happened. You're on the road, air quotes... out there doing stuff. You're based in Seattle. What brings you to Springfield? What, other than, you know, a paying gig, what made you think that, and this is the Crisco wanted me to start asking more questions about Springfield, right, so I'm trying to figure out how. Why come to Springfield over, say, insert another city here?
Well, I'm hoping my goal as a comedian is to do stand-up in every Springfield in America.
Sure, so all 50
yes,
of them?
All 50 of them. So I thought I would just start here in Missouri and then just work my way out.
Okay, yeah. good, like concentric circles.
Exactly.
Like the spiders in Arachnophobia.
Exactly. Yes. And then like the Simpsons, they ranked it. I'll be able to rank it myself, and then we'll see where it matches up.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And eventually you'll work at a Quickie Mart.
Yeah, I hope so. Cross your fingers if everything works out according to plan.
Always have a fallback plan, that's what I say. And learn a trade. And there's no better trade than a come-and-go cashier.
I agree.
That's very true. That's what I
feel like changing the goop in a Slurpee machine sounds hard, though. I don't know how that chemistry, the engineering behind that works.
You know, I don't either. I worked at a come and go for about 4 months when I
first really came and went.
Moved back here. I did.
Yeah.
I came and then I'm no longer there. But you know what? You know what we never changed was the goop in the icy machines.
The goop.
I still don't know where that goop comes from.
It's a mystery.
I think somebody came and did it for us, like the propane.
Right.
But,
it's a conspiracy.
You know, I worked both day shift and night shift because I was broke and needed money. And
look
never
at you
saw
now.
It get changed. Yeah, part-time DJ.
Woo!
Struggling to get by so he can just get to his next comedy show. It's a fun time.
Oh, that's welcome to the wonderful world of comedy.
Yes, absolutely.
One day you're working at the Come and Go. Next day you're at the Drop Your Load and Split in the Midwest, upper Midwest.
For sure.
And you're like, these places are very similar.
Yeah.
Well, I will say that
the pump and dump in Florida. And
I don't
the
know.
Piss
I
and
will
twist.
Say radio has been the best day job I've ever had, for certain. This is awesome.
Yeah, you can wear whatever you want.
I can wear whatever I want.
Yeah, or else can you wear a bowling shirt to work?
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that what this technically is?
I think it was
Savannah Casual.
Because
these little lines here.
I think that makes it more bowling.
Okay.
Like the tribal adjacent lines to me.
I know nothing about it. I am a male
comedian. I'm a connoisseur.
So, okay.
More like badass bowling shirt. Like
I agree.
You're gonna go
it's
in,
like
you're
more like, Guy Fieri chic.
Guy Fieri.
Yes. Is it Fieri or Fieri? Because it is
Fieri.
An R.
I think it's Fieri.
But it's pronounced Fieti, even though there's an R.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's because, also it's the fun and most fun name in the world to just yell for no reason, like Opa.
Yes, I agree.
3, 2, 1. Fieri!
It's actually Fieri. It's actually his last name, but because he has frosted his tips, which means that he suffers a little bit from some toxic masculine syndrome.
Absolutely.
He has to repronounce it as Fieri.
Okay, because he internalized homophobia took the wheel.
Yeah, slightly Italian, but he's not Italian at all.
Really?
No.
Long con.
Dutch colonial, I think.
Whoa, frightening. Yeah.
Right? So, and that's what the frosted tips
he's
are all about.
He's from Toronto.
Yeah, he's from Toronto.
He's Canadian.
Yeah, see, I always, whenever I see someone with frosted tips, I always want to put them in the microwave and defrost those tips.
I couldn't agree more. Snip. Frosted tips are like white dreads.
I like those little hats you can get that have the frosted tips already on them, and guys wear them all the time.
Sure.
Like, yeah, see, I'm cool. I'm hip. Look at me.
I'm wearing the same thing. You can't tell. There's no hat here, but it's just a big cap of like slightly balding moppish hair.
If you add bangs, no one can tell.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Yes,
that's the life hack.
I cut my own bangs.
Good.
And then cried in front of a mirror while eating ice cream.
Honestly, like sounds like middle school to me.
Tuesday.
Sure, yeah.
Sure. Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Totally.
So you're in town. How was your show last night? Because we are doing this. This is going to come out after you have already left town.
So make sure to get your tickets for next year's shows.
Awesome. Cool.
So how was last night's show? How is tonight's show going to go?
Last night was super fun.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was a blast. It's great. This is my first time on the road featuring for someone. So it's cool to be able to like do longer sets and get comfortable, relate to folks who wouldn't have known about me otherwise.
Sure.
It was lots of fun.
Get used to it because you're going to do a lot more of that and plus less featuring. I have a feeling you're going to do more headlining than you will be
maybe one day.
Soon.
Yes.
Soon.
I just like to be able to go across all of the great states of this nation eating different fried chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. All the great states
all
of this nation.
States.
And each place has its own fried chicken identity.
Exactly.
Just like they
I
have
like
their own awful
that.
Barbecue identity.
Yes.
Like, here we're vinegar based. Well, right. I don't like
Why?
You. Yeah. Oh,
Why?
Here we're dry rubs. Hey, it's just meat. Just cook it and shut up. I don't care what you put on it.
I agree.
Salt, just salt the meat for me,
preferably.
And then I'll figure out what I want to do with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well, good interview. I unfortunately we had to end on such a sour note. But no, just
joking. That was it. Bye-bye. Good
bye-bye.
Out of here.
You don't like certain kinds of barbecue? Get the hell out of here.
Smell you later.
I forget. This isn't really a barbecue place, right? I mean, you've got...
close to KC, and they have their Kansas City style.
And that
is all sweet.
Sweet, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, I mean, you know, whatever. I think everything has its own merit. I'm a bigger Texas barbecue fan. I don't eat pork. So there's a lot.
Why?
Of,
religious?
No, far from it.
Okay.
Conscientious.
Sure. Pigs are really cute.
Pigs are smart and as loyal as dogs.
Yeah.
And I don't want to eat a dog.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I'm starting to phase out beef as well because
I've been
ignoring videos of cows hugging people for a
it's
little too long.
It's too cute. Yeah. I can't with them.
Yeah.
Let's be vegetarian. I'm with you on that.
Well, I can go pescatarian.
Okay, because
fish
can't
are
think.
Dumb.
Yeah, yeah, ugly. Fish they smell.
But they're actually probably super full of mercury and poison, so it's harder to eat more fish.
Right.
That happens.
Yeah.
And I'm taking longer to cut out chicken because chickens are dumb, but I don't like the way they're raised. They're farm
yes.
raised. So
right.
it's like if I get like a well-raised chicken that's not like farm factory, then sure. But it's taking me a little while because I can only do so much meat at once. Bacon was real hard.
Well, we've become very accustomed to factory chickens, the size
right.
of a factory chicken. And then when you go to a farmer's market, and you're like, oh, a hatcher chicken. And here's a hatcher hen. And it's like less than a pound and a half.
Yes.
A full-size chicken. And you're like, well, this isn't going to feed anybody.
No.
But that's a regular chicken. I feel bad, but I'm like, I need a chicken breast that's
right.
the size of a forearm muscle.
You know, it sucks, but it is, like you said, we've become accustomed. We become accustomed to chicken's face.
Did you ever watch that claymation movie Chicken Run?
No.
That makes me want to stop eating chickens too.
Did you ever watch that claymation movie where Mark Twain and some of his characters went to hell?
No. Are you making that up right now
no,
as you're talking
totally
about it?
Thing.
That sounds like a Mad Lib.
Like, hey, you know what? Let's go ahead and watch it since I've never... This is going back to my old podcast.
Oh, we're watching YouTube videos now.
We're watching YouTube videos.
It's like it's 4 in the morning. Everyone is crashing down from the cocaine they just did.
Yeah,
and now it's like, yo, dude, put this on.
Put it on, man.
Yo, this is awesome. This YouTube video, it's so sick.
Yo, put it up, put on that YouTube video, man, that that claymation one. I'm going to drop some.
We're going to watch this YouTube video.
Okay.
Oh, it's the guy who did the raisin commercials who just passed away.
The rice commercials?
The raisin commercials.
Oh, okay.
It's the same studio. It's, Don. Oh, damn it. I'm going to look it up.
What's your name? Uh-oh. What's the matter? Only it's sure a sorry name for an angel.
Is that Huckleberry Finn?
I believe that is. It's either Tom Sawyer or Huckleberry Finn. You can tell
because
the corn cob pipe and frog.
There we go. It's the frog.
I have seen this. It's been years. It's super weird.
Anyway, it's a lot of this.
Okay, good. We'll definitely watch later once we're back at the hotel.
Yeah.
Anything that's claymation and would give me nightmares is up my alley.
There we go. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's what it's all about.
So, now you're in town. Like I said, last night and tonight. People can go online and see your bios. Anybody can go online.
Sure.
And see bio. What is something that is not on your bio that you think people might find interesting about you? For instance, a former guest on the show was a boxer, apparently.
Oh, cool.
Like that's how he kept in shape, was he boxed while he was on the road. And some other people... do other things. And so what is something that's not on the two of yours bios that you would?
Derek?
Oh, me? Musician. I acted for a long time. My first love was fast food. I worked in every fast food place, every single one.
Ooh, and that oddly everyone. Enough, remember you said that when I asked the next question, but continue.
But I managed a Kentucky Fried Chicken. I worked in McDonald's. I worked at a Burger King. I worked at a Jack in the Box. I did a Taco Time.
You weren't just staff there. You worked.
I worked.
Yeah, you worked hard.
I got an award from KFC for the cleanest kitchen in the United States.
Ooh.
Yeah, for KFC. Really
took
that.
You needed that validation so bad.
I didn't
have. Mom and Pop were not giving it to you.
No parents.
Someone had to be like, I'm giving you an award for being clean because I don't even know you're alive half the time.
Let me tell you, if you manage a fast food place and you feel like you're not getting enough out of your employees.
Yes.
High praise, and they want more of that.
Yes,
they'll work so hard for it.
Why anyone would do it any other way. Yeah.
You can't manage by fear in a place like that.
No, there's no way.
I played death metal for a long time. Ooh. No one would recognize me. I'm 5'4".
Right.
And I really, really goofy looking.
Yes.
It was not the scariest of death metal. It was like near death metal. Near death metal is what I'd call it. Yeah.
You guitar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
And then how about you?
A most interesting thing about me that's not on my bio. Last year, I worked 12 different part-time jobs. So I would say that.
Over the course of the year.
Over the course of the year. No.
Okay.
So I would say most interesting thing about me is I can't keep a job for more than four to six weeks.
Okay.
For the most part.
So, I would phrase it as just option anxiety.
There we are.
You know,
I would just rather have it all.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know which one I want to keep.
No. I can do anything.
Yeah.
Groundskeeper. Yeah. Fry cook. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Yeah.
You're a jack of all trades.
Precisely.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
So then my final question before we wrap things up is the question that I ask everybody on the podcast. What is your favorite regional fast food restaurant?
Oh, wow. Great question.
Ooh.
Intuitively, I don't know how regional this is, but we don't have them in Seattle. So Sonic. I would say Sonic is my fave because it has the most eclectic menu.
I will let that happen.
But it's not regional enough.
It's national, yeah. It's
okay.
Because like we didn't have one when I lived in LA. We didn't have one either. There was one in Anaheim.
Yes.
So we get commercials for it all the time.
Okay.
But we never see it. But there's like, you know, like in this part of the country, lousy with them.
Okay, well then I gotta say Dick's Burgers, Seattle's Dick's. Yeah, that's only in Washington. It's the best.
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay,
right
cool.
There. Yeah,
I will book a tour of the Southeast just to eat at Bojangles.
Yes,
okay.
Bojangles. Not even the fried chicken. Fried chicken's amazing. Always the best fried chicken. But the biscuits.
Right.
I'll just get a box of their buttermilk biscuits.
Why are they so good?
There's something about the phony buttery taste, and they're so light. And when you take and they have the consistency of a biscuit. You open it up with your hands, and it's just two pieces of biscuit. And then you put it in, and it just melts.
It's like
warm butter.
Lighter version of Popeyes.
And then,
okay.
But then
if
Popeyes is kind of dense.
It's heavy.
Yeah. It sits inside you.
It's almost like a French style pastry where it's sort of layers
flaky,
of butter,
croissant.
Flaky. Yeah. And then you take the chicken off of the bone and put it in between the biscuits.
Okay.
Oh my
god.
Yeah, but it's the best fried chicken. It really is. I've tried everything. It's,
yes.
Yeah. We used to have
an incredibly racist name.
Yes, very racist.
Yeah.
Mr. Bo, yeah, that's, I was about to sing the song.
Yeah.
I'm not the right color to sing that song.
No.
It's good that we have that self-awareness. Yes.
but I'll eat their fucking chicken all the time.
Yes, absolutely. We used to have a Bojangles across the street from Lambert's Cafe when I worked there. That's right. People of the local area, I used to work at Lambert's Cafe. Don't eat there.
Why?
It's gross.
Okay.
Okay, here's Lambert's Cafe.
Please.
They're not sponsors of the station. So I'll
so we can just roast them.
Let's roast them.
So Lambert's Cafe, I worked there in college 3.5 years while I was here. Went to college for 4, worked there for 3.5. Super gross. Just like nobody wore gloves when handling the food or anything like that. When I worked there, one of the owner's relatives was disabled. So anybody who was disabled could come in and get all of the food that they want for free. The thing is that according to Missouri equal opportunity laws or whatever, you can't discriminate what kind of disability they have. So people who wrestle scootered their way in because they couldn't walk because they were too fat would walk in, and Lambert's is an all-you-can-eat restaurant. It's not a buffet.
It's a buffet.
It's not a buffet. They bring you the food to your table. So you order a burger, And then they bring you a burger in your sides. And then when you're done, they go, would you like another burger? And then they bring you another burger.
So it's like pre-fix, and then you can get whatever you want. It's like a la carte, but all you can eat.
But all you can eat.
I've never heard of this before.
Oh, my God.
They have things called pass-arounds, too, which are, the okra is great. The okra you can get without having your plate, so you just put a paper towel down and get your fried okra. They also
on a towel?
On a towel.
Okay.
On a paper towel.
And any they like have silverware or cutlery?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's just in a bucket on the table.
Sure.
You know. And by the way, cutlery, I think, is probably that's a little nice. That's a little. We're really giving them a lot
it's
of credit.
A little highbrow.
Yeah. In order to just grab with a fist and then do this on the table, we want food.
Of course.
They're the home of the throat rolls. They actually won a lawsuit when I was in I was working there about that. Some other place said they were the home of the tossed rolls, and they're like, no.
Like they toss them at you, or the rolls are.
They have a cart, and then some high school jerk off comes out and goes, hot rolls, and then everybody goes, wah, 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 hot roll, and then they grab the rolls and they chuck them, and most of the time they will aim for people's heads.
So it was like a cafeteria, essentially.
Sort of, but you know the idea. Sort of like an
animal house.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds stressful.
It's a little much.
Okay.
It's a little much, but yeah, with people being able to rascal their way into there and get all the you can eat free food, especially since one of the menu options was hog jowl, which is just a bowl full of fried face bacon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fattiest part of the
of course.
Jowly, yeah.
So they just, the rascals scooter their way in there and eat bowl after bowl of
jowl.
Hog jowl.
Yes. Yeah. Day in and day out.
Delicious.
Curious. Jowl. Weird jowl. Business model.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I never heard of that before.
Can I please get more jowl?
Yeah.
Can I please?
May I please have some more food?
I need jowl.
Well, did your salad come in a bread bowl and with enough ranch to drown a moose? It does? Then give me a salad, please. I want to eat healthy.
That's actually the voice of everyone at every Comic-Con I've ever been to. That's literally, that voice knows no weight limit.
Will
it
you
is literally
my issue of the max number two?
It's, yeah, that's, and
that's,
by the
that's nerd rage, the voice.
Yeah, and no, and not gender specific either. It's all genders, it's very fluid.
I was doing someone dressed
impression.
As Princess Leia, so.
Yeah, things outside the box.
I'm a beautiful slave lady. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
You're a handsome Sailor Moon, aren't you? You're a very handsome Sailor Moon. That's a nice thing to... Handsome's a good way to put it.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. It's a very nice mustache. I didn't realize Sailor Moon had
such a beautiful
mustache.
I like that this robot in a wheelchair. That's you're nailing it. You're doing everything you want to do, C-3PO-7-2.
More like C-3PU, am I right?
Woo!
Ooh, those Comic-Con fanboys.
More like C.
Do you have any like noises on your board we can play?
No.
I was hoping to hear like a tiger.
Whoop.
Claws in, kitty.
Yeah.
So where can you send people to find you online if that is something that you would like them
dark
to do?
Web. Dark web.
That's at E-Bombs World.
Yeah, E-Bombs
World. Dark web / E-Bombs World.
You just go and ask Jeeves and look up my name and he'll point you in the right direction.
And now I did not introduce other than by first names because I never got your last name. So Derek Sheen and Claudia.
Neither. Clara. Clara. Yeah.
See, this is why they have me host these.
Of course, I can tell. Yeah.
I'm so good
just because
at
of the ease of all of this. Yeah, totally.
It's a good name, though. Like,
Claudia
really
is a good name. Claudia Schiffer.
I don't know a lot of Claudias anymore.
I like you a lot better than Clara, by the way. Just so
that's rude now. Yeah, please do not air this. I do not consent. Yeah,
okay,
put this in the vault.
Good. All right. It will be in the vault.
Thank
you. But what was the, we joked over your last name again.
Clara Pluton.
Pluton.
Yeah, like excellent. The planet with an N.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
if folks want to find me, my website's clarapluton.org. It has to be .org because my dad bought clarapluton.com to get me to talk to him. And I'm in a feud with GoDaddy to have them transfer that domain name over. So as for present, I am an org, and you can find me on Instagram at Real Chris Angel.
This
okay.
is
trying to get
your
crossover
pilot.
Fans.
This is your pilot.
Yeah, that he loaded
the pilot.
I was like, I need it, and he's like, you have to talk to me every week for 1 hour. I'm like, I don't have that time. He's like, I am the captain now. I have the domain name now.
Yeah. What is the window though on getting that domain name finally?
It's getting closer. It's really closing in. I don't know. It's all loose. I don't know how to code. I'm just going to be an org. That's quirky, right? I'm like NASA or FAFSA. Who cares? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am the government.
There you go.
I am my own government.
.gov, .com,
yeah.
.au.
Who cares? .biz. Yeah.
Oh, got .biz A.
Yes. Woo. Yeah. How about you, Dare? Where can people find you?
Mine is darebear, .anal, .biz.
My dad did that, too. He would buy, like, big splooge 69 or like tittyass.com to like hope people would want to buy them and like sell people porn names.
Oh,
that was
see,
his scheming.
The gold rush of
.com. Exactly.
Yeah.
Every time I type in tittyass, I always get a 404.
I know, but it's like you got to shell it over to Jackie Pluton if you want to get any here.
Somebody bought my name and they're like a physician out of nowhere and all they do is just have furniture for sale on their site. And I'm like, why do you even have this? Yeah. And I don't want it. I don't want it.
Of course, you already got a website.
You own it. Yeah. Now, yeah, you want it. You're gonna try and squeeze me for money for my .com. How about I just not give you that money and have? I'm still gonna use my name in my website.
Totally.
But I'm just gonna change it a little bit.
Smart.
Yeah. So, yeah. Daryl Huck at at AOL.
Duke or Shine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daryl Shrek. Daryl Shrek at Shine Time. At Shine
the
Time.
The host yesterday got my name wrong too.
Get out of my swamp.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's my website is Name That Mustard Fart. And it's fun. You go to
interactive.
Yeah, you listen to the different styles of mustard farts. So there's
French.
Mustard or
hot dog.
Yeah. French. You get totally. All kinds of, you know, right. German mustard, English mustard, but spicy.
Of
you get
course.
A spicy fart.
Great poupon.
Yeah, great poupon.
Sophisticated. Poupon. You hear it more than smell it.
As soon as you open it, you're like, ooh.
It's audible.
Something erudite just happened.
Yes. Ooh. Hello.
Ooh, that mustard's wearing that mustard's wearing a fur.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, hello. I'm mustard.
Oh, this guy's dressed as
hot.
Yes.
So Derek Sheen rules. That's me.
Yeah.
RULZ.
Easy.
.com. All my stuff. It's got my clips and my bio and
merch.
Stuff and merch and my face.
And pictures of farts, apparently.
Yeah. Just audio.
Just audio
of farts,
So you got to do the pictures.
Yeah,
it's like a performance art piece, more than anything.
Okay.
It's like a soundgasm.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Ooh,
quite.
Soundgasm.
Yeah, I just watched Velvet Buzzsaw, so I'm really into the ether right now.
I like that. Soundgasm's that's the name of my new album.
Absolutely.
Soundgasm.
My girlfriend is an art curator, and she was extremely disappointed by that movie.
Why? Like, she was like, that's not, people don't die.
Well, she's just... I don't know. She seemed to think it was a little too hokey. She didn't like it when, spoiler alert for people who haven't seen it, and I'm one who has not, so I may have misunderstood what she told me. But when the monkeys came out of the poster and beat the guy to death with monkey wrenches, she thought, this is stupid.
I love hokey stuff.
I don't care.
It
was awesome.
I think corny stuff is cool because I don't have a brain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did.
And I think they nailed it.